Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
When we started working on this project to just better understand what's so hard about receiving, we started by thinking about ourselves and then talking to people about why they rejected feedback. And what became clear pretty quickly was that as human beings, we have three kinds of triggered reactions when we get feedback. Truth triggers, relationship triggers, and identity triggers. So truth triggers are all about the feedback itself. Is it right or is it wrong? Would it work? Is it good advice? Does it really understand the situation that we're in? So it's all about assessing the quality of the substance of the feedback. Relationship triggers are actually about who's giving you the feedback, because feedback always comes wrapped in the relationship within which it's given, and often we'll have a bigger reaction to the who than we do to the what. And this is why your best friend can tell you things that nobody else can, but it's also why sometimes we will reject feedback from a spouse, right, when a stranger could tell us the same thing and we suddenly see, hey, that's actually really interesting, even though our spouse has been telling us the same thing, right, for 5 years. Finally, identity triggers have to do with the story we tell about who we are in the world and also our particular wiring, our sensitivity to feedback. One of the most interesting things for me was learning that individual sensitivity to feedback, in terms of how upset you get and how long it takes you to recover, can vary by up to 3,000%. It really helps me understand why some people, you know, you have to hit them over the head to even get their attention, while others are devastated by, you know, what seem to other people to be very small pieces of feedback.
So are we predisposed to maybe lean on one of those triggers more than another? Or, I mean, do we all have elements of those?
I suspect that we all have elements of them. It's a really interesting question to think, well, what's my go-to trigger for rejecting feedback? What's interesting is that as human beings, I think we're really incredibly good at wrong spotting. So when feedback is incoming, we're scanning for what's wrong with it. So I'm looking for, like, okay, you know, what they're saying isn't true, who gave it to me, why they gave it to me, where they gave it to me, when they gave it to me, how they gave it to me. And if you listen to people reacting to upsetting feedback, that's what they'll be talking about. Because if we can figure out what's wrong with it, well, then I can safely set it aside and relax and, you know, go on with my life, ego intact. If there's something right about it, I have to keep worrying about it. And so I think we're really good at wrong spotting and actually dismissing feedback pretty quickly, or in the dark of night lying awake worrying that maybe it's all true about us. We're not very good at sorting through just to more deeply understand the feedback and decide what is useful to us and then letting go of the rest of it.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.